right back to it. Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI. WEEI.
Little taste there. I believe that was from the trailer for the comeback 2004 Netflix three-part miniseries about the 2004 Red Sox. A team that's had virtually no media about them ever put out ever. 4 days in October, that thing with Bill Simmons and Lenny Clark. Remember, they're sitting at the bar talking about 04 and all that. Maybe that was the same thing. Maybe that was four days in October. Either way, I'm talking about the same thing. There's been plenty of stuff about the 04 team, and I didn't even realize. I knew it was coming up and that it was going to be coming out soon. It's dropped now, and it's out there. I have not watched it yet. I plan on watching it. I plan on watching all three because, of course, I will. But I didn't realize that we were here already. One thing that I can't help but find ironic about all this is that everybody seems to be really into it. Everybody I've seen online who's watched it so far is saying how great it is and how it takes them right back to 04 and what a great time that was to be a Red Sox fan and how great the team was and ownership was so great and blah, 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 all this stuff. Meanwhile, Netflix also had a whole thing, a documentary, season-long documentary on this year's team.
Mm-hmm.
And we might be in it, actually. I think I don't know about you. You probably aren't, but I might be
in it. I never make the cut.
I know. It's too bad. It's a real shame. My heart's bleeding for that right now.
Hurtful.
But they were there a couple of times when we interviewed Cora in the old show, and the Netflix cameras were around all the time. They had them out there on those little segues, you know, mm-hmm. with those big cameras and the boom mics on the top and stuff. And they were getting some good footage. Then he remarkably didn't see him after that. I wonder what that's about. About three-quarters of the way through the season, you didn't see those cameras ever. I was walking in there once. I could have sworn I seen one guy with a Netflix lanyard just packing up all the cameras like, yeah, I think we got enough. I don't think we need to record this team
this
anymore.
This is going nowhere.
We see all we need to see. And it's interesting to me that there's right now this nostalgia-ridden 2004, remember David Ortiz breaking the curse and young John Henry, well, younger John Henry and Warner and everybody out there and the parade and all that and Pedro and how great it all was. And then there's the current state of the team, which is now 6 years removed from their last World Series. They've moved on from a lot of their good young core of players, and they've now made it a habit of every year completely falling apart in the second half of the year from August or maybe September on and being whisked right out of playoff contention in a time where it is much, much easier to make the playoffs in Major League Baseball. I find that interesting that Netflix has these two concurrent Red Sox-related pieces of media out and that they're very, very different.
And we'll never know this, I don't think, but the numbers would be interesting. What the numbers they get of streams versus living in history and living in the present.
I'd be surprised I don't spike the one from this season.
Quietly, it just goes away. Like Cam Newton's.
Who the hell's going to watch a thing about this? They fell apart again. Like, what do we need to watch that for?
Like Cam
Newton's interested in that? Red Sox fans don't even want that.
I have no interest in it. I mean, it wasn't that interesting in the end when you lived it. I mean, they had some ups and downs, and there were times where I got caught up in it. I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy the season at various points, but not at a documentary level of enjoyment. I will say also, though, I always believe documentarians, it's a skill. They're good at it.
True.
And they can turn it into something where they're like, I don't remember it really feeling that way at the time, but they'll make me feel a little something. This, in terms of the 20th anniversary, I love because it's 20 years. Like, it's been long enough. Even though there have been things along the way, I'm willing. And Jones, the softer midday Jones, said he's really enjoying it and he doesn't enjoy anything. So if the Grinch likes it, I'll probably like it.
He likes things from like his youth.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Before he went all mean and whatever he's turned into.
Mm-hmm. And now turned back.
And come back. Yeah. Yes. I've seen a few things like Kevin Millar seems really good in it. They got the old footage with him and Dan Shaughnessy when he called them an embarrassment or whatever. And then Millar calls him out on it, and that turns into a whole, don't let us win just one. And he's walking around the field telling everyone, I'm telling you, I know you're a New England guy. Don't let us win just one. And we don't have to lose this. If we win, like that whole famous thing. And I like Millar. I know Millar can be polarizing. Some people don't really love him. He's not great on Nesson. I don't really love him on the games now. But bigger picture for something like this.
My Nesson app keeps crashing, so I don't even know what he sounds like on that thing.
Yeah, he's not great. And they're not playing anymore. But no, I'm interested in this. And the thing that I did, you know, the too long didn't read, too long didn't watch. I looked at it. It's three episodes of an hour each, basically. Oh, yeah. That's right in my sweet spot. It's not a 10-part, 2-hour, blah, blah, blah series type thing. 3 episodes, 1 hour each. You got me.
My only problem here now is that there's a Celtics game and a Bruins game tonight and a Thursday night football game, which I'm going to try and monitor all three of those things. If I try and dig into this after that, I'm not going to let I'm going to fall asleep in the couch. I'm going to miss the whole thing.
Yeah, no.
This is I'm having a real problem right now trying to stay awake for stuff that's on past 9 o'clock in my house, even if it's like the second half of a game, whatever it is. I'm sitting there. I'm trying to focus.
Welcome to my world.
I wake up.
How old are you?
It's three. I'm 42. I wake up. It's 3 a.m. and I'm down there on the couch. I'm still sitting up. I got my jeans on still, my shoes on. And I'm just like, what happened? What's going on? What is this programming on TV right now? It's like some paid advertisement. And I'm sitting there looking at it like, oh, man. Because that, you know, you remember when you're in your old day, when your younger days, you wake up on the couch with your clothes on. You're like, oh, I had a pretty good night. Not anymore. Nope. Not anymore. Now it's just my regular life. I'm eating dinner. I put the dishes in the sink. I come back. I sit down. I wake up. It's 3 a.m. And I still have my shoes on.
You're officially a middle-aged man.
It sucks, man. It sucks. I don't like this at all.
Nope. 40s is where you die. Yeah. I've lived it.
It's really true. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll get to your Patriots phone calls. And when we come back, Andy Hart believes that the Patriots have the checkmark at QB this weekend against the New York Jets. We'll get to all of that next.